know, there's a lot of stuff we've been talking about recently about the truth, and that's been like an ongoing thing. And, you know, it's been something that's been spoken a lot, but at the same time, you know, you obviously you have to know this, that when the Lord's teaching you something, it takes time to bear the fruit of that, okay? So that's why you never get discouraged if there's a particular thing in your life or just in general in your life. If you want to see more fruit in your life or in a particular area or something like that, you really have to be taught by the Lord, and it's true, but you have to be, the Bible talks about perseverance. The Bible talks about endurance, and sometimes those words are almost like suffering-sounding words, but the words really just mean to complete the process that God started in you, is basically what it is. In the parable of the seed and the sower, which is mentioned really often, but just because it's our vision, and it's really the crux of a lot of different things. It's really the crux of everything that you're going to experience in your Christian life, is that when you receive the word of God, there has to be a growth in what God spoke to you before you're going to see fruit from that. Okay, so you have to understand, it's great to get a word from God. It's great to hear from God. It's great to understand something that the Lord showed you. But don't expect that, and I'm not saying there's a certain time limit or a certain fashion that it always happens in, but I will say that you're never going to see fruit from something in one day. You're never going to see fruit from something in just hearing it one time. And the reason for that is not because it takes time to develop a habit. It's not because we're just so thick-skulled, and maybe that's part to do with it. But it's not because you have to get in the habit of something. It's because it takes time. The Bible says that when we grow in the gospel, the Bible says in Romans 1, that it's from faith to faith. That basically means that from one understanding to further understanding. And so when God speaks something to you, you can have a genuine knowledge from God and not see fruit from it yet. There's a difference. I'll just share with Ms. Kim and Ms. Lindsay that there's a difference between lack of knowledge and growing in knowledge. And both, let me say it this way, in the parable of the seed and the sower, there were people that lacked knowledge, which is the first kind of person. But then there's also people that didn't bear fruit, but not because they lacked knowledge. They actually had the right knowledge, but they did not continue. They didn't allow the process to complete. And if you don't allow the process to complete and what God's sharing with you, you'll never see the fruit of what he's sharing with you. Everything that God speaks to you, he speaks to you with a certain destination in mind. He speaks to you with a certain outcome in mind. God is never speaking to you just for the sake of your knowledge. If we're in here just for the sake of head knowledge, then we should just die and go to heaven then, because then there's no purpose then. God speaks to us on this earth so we can take advantage and enter the things that he has prepared for us. The Bible says that our own heart can't imagine the things that God's prepared for us, but God can reveal them to us by his Spirit, and that's why we have the Spirit of God. And so God wants you to enter something. Nothing that we share here and nothing that God is sharing with you personally is ever something that he's sharing with you. The Bible calls it an idle word. It's never an idle word. It's never a word he's sharing with you just for the sake of sharing it with you. Sometimes we think like, well, why do we come to church? Just to get to know God more. And truthfully, no. Because if that's all it was, again, you just die and go to heaven then. You know what I mean? Like it's, then there's no purpose necessarily to staying on the earth then. If there's no fruit, then just die and go to heaven and just wait till Jesus comes back and then you'll get a new body. And the point is that God, through Jesus already, he has already prepared for us a place to enter. God put this place on the inside of you. And when he speaks to you, it's for the outcome. It's not just for the sake of knowledge. Because, if it was for the sake of knowledge, then we have no reason to be here on the earth then. Then there's no fruit, and that means we're not effective then. And that means then we're just to be pitied now, because we're just being spoken to, and we're just kind of being comforted. That's kind of what church is to people, or the knowledge of God is to people sometimes. Is God consoling you because your life here is just, like the world's so messed up, and we live in such a messed up world, and we feel so very part of it, and we just go through these persecutions and we go through these troubles as Christians, and God will speak to you for the sake of encouraging you. No, when God encourages you and he speaks to you, it's not for the sake of just an emotion. It's for the sake of fruit. Why did God, let me say it this way. If you've ever spoke to someone who's not saved, right? Spoke to them about the gospel. I hope that you're not just thinking that you're trying to teach them for the sake of head knowledge, right? You want them saved. Right? You want an outcome. we don't minister to people who aren't saved just so that they, just so you know, I mean, take it or leave it, but just so you know, the Lord loves you and the Lord did this for you, and just so you know, it's obviously, it's for an outcome. You're what you're doing in your mind is you're like, I want this person saved. But that's the way that God speaks to us. Not that we want to get saved, but just the way that Pastor Zay prayed this before service, and Miss Lindsay was saying certain things that had to do with that, at least in my mind, during praise and worship, is that we have this salvation as Christians. We have these things, and God's speaking to us so that we can enter those things. The parable of the seed and the sower, you don't receive a seed for any other purpose but that you want to see fruit from it. And so if you want to see fruit, there's nothing wrong with that. But understand that comes from the word of God. So get your eyes off the fruit and get your eyes on what God's speaking to you, because that's where the fruit's coming from. If you get your eyes on the fruit, you're actually missing the seed. And then if you don't have a seed, you're not going to see the fruit. So you understand, we get our eyes on the voice of God and we hear the voice of God because his voice will bring you into the outcome that you need. If you have a problem in your body, for instance, if you have anything wrong in your body, I mean anything, don't blame it on age, don't blame it on anything, you're already saved. So if anything wrong in your body, I don't mean sickness, just so you know, anything wrong in your body, anything that's not perfect in your body, anything, it doesn't matter what it is, if it's not perfect in your body, there are things that, you know, I've thought in the past, you know what, Lord, this part of my body, you know, I would rather it be like this because I just know that you're perfect, Jesus, and I'm not discontent, I have perfection on the inside of me. But I've told the Lord before, you know what, Lord, I know that you're perfect, and I know that I have you in me, and I know I have perfect in me. And don't think that, oh, I'm complaining about something external or physical about me. I'm not complaining about it. I know I have perfection. So if something doesn't match up with that, I know I have better than that. So I say, you know what, Jesus, this is something that I'd like to see, but Lord, I just cast it on you right now. And what I know is Pastor Zay taught this recently, that God will speak to you. He'll teach you in response to what you desire in your life. He'll speak to you and teach you in order to bring out the outcome that you want in your life. Anything, honestly, anything. I'm not going to name, because it's between me and the Lord, I'm not going to name the things. There's a lot of things that I've talked to the Lord about before, and I know I'm confident the Lord will produce it, but I'm not confident because I'm just hoping and wishing. I'm confident because I know that God teaches me, because that's what we have in Christ, and I'm listening to him. And if you're listening to Jesus, you're going to end up where God wants you. Can I tell you this? The people that don't end up where God wants them in their life are the people that weren't listening to Jesus. Maybe they were trying a lot of things, but they weren't listening to the voice of God. You know, there are people in here, I'm not going to mention any names, I'm just talking to Ms. Kim. There are people in here right now that I know listen. And there are other people that I'm not sure, and I just don't know, because maybe I don't know everybody in here very well, but there are certain people, I just talking to Ms. Kim, I say, you know, these people just listen, man. They just, you see, they're receptive. And you feel like a kindred kind of thing, if that's the right word, with these people, because it's like they just are receptive. You know, they're hearing the word of God. They're not trying to have faith. They're not trying to be a good Christian. They're just hearing Jesus. And those people are always, not always, they're always going to end up where God wants them. Always. It's like the Bible calls the word of God, and I'll close with this, the incorruptible seed. It's not like a seed you put in the ground, and sometimes it bears, sometimes it doesn't, based on the conditions or what. It's the incorruptible seed. If you put the word of God in, you're getting fruit. You're going to get fruit. It's not a confidence in, I'm just going to believe God that I'm going to see this result. It's not about hoping and wishing. It's not about trying to put a confident expectancy. It's not about that. It's about knowing I have the word of God in me. If I listen to the word of God, it's going to bear fruit. If it didn't, then it's a corruptible seed then. So if we have the word of God inside of us and we say, Jesus, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to make a decision to listen to you. And I trust you, Lord, your voice, that you'll speak to me what's necessary, that I might get the right fruit in my life. Pastor Zay said a while ago, you want fruit, you just get a seed, right? You don't worry about getting the fruit, you just get the seed. And if you know that that's what the word of God is to you, it's a fruit-bearing element that he's put on the inside of you. And when it's communicated to your mind, you're going to get fruit. Then just listen to Jesus. We try so many things. We break our backs doing so many things. We're trying to do all this stuff for God. God doesn't expect you to do anything in your life. He really doesn't. He doesn't expect, I mean, if he did, he must think something really awesome of us. And we're not awesome. We're not. I'm talking about the flesh, obviously. We have awesome inside of us. I'm saying the flesh right now. We're not awesome to do something for God. So just you know, as the Lord said recently, just chill out and listen to Jesus. How do I listen to Jesus? That's another message I'm not going to teach on right now. We've been talking about this recently, but so I'll just say that right now because it's correct. Just listen to Jesus. Learn from him. you learn from him, it is impossible to not get fruit. But I will tell you, though, and I'm not saying this to be a downer, because I believe that we can all in here listen to Jesus. But if we don't listen to Jesus, you will not end up automatically where God wants you to be. You will not. And that is a gospel promise that we will not end up in our lives where God wants us to be if we're not just heeding the voice of Jesus. We can try a lot of different things, but there's one thing that bears fruit, and just go right straight to Mark 4. There's one thing that bears fruit. Just get that one thing. And how do you do that? Listen to him, and he's going to deposit his word on the inside of you. I'm talking about your mind. He's going to put it right here, and it's going to bear fruit in your life. And that's a promise. It always happens. Things are always in the Bible black and white. They're very easy to understand because we have the Holy Spirit to do so, right? So, but this is real, it's easy. It's easy. Fruit is easy because you don't have to bear the fruit. It's easy. It doesn't have to be hard. Why? Because we don't have to be conscious of that. We just say, Jesus. And why do we not have to be conscious of the fruit? Because the Bible says anything that God cares for, you don't have to. So if God says, I'll bear the fruit, which he says in Galatians 5, my spirit will bear the fruit, okay, I don't have to care about that anymore. And if he says, just listen to me, I'm going to give you revelation, then I don't have to care about revelation anymore. Because you can just check it right off your list. Everything God says he is to you, check it off your list. I don't have to do that. So if he said, I'm going to give you revelation, and from that revelation, I'm going to bear fruit. So just listen to Jesus, and he's going to give you revelation. He's going to bear fruit, right? You don't have to care about the rest of it. Just listen to Jesus, and you don't have to have someone pat you on the back every 2 seconds saying, it's going to be all right. I know it's going to be all right if I'm listening to Jesus, because that's what bears fruit, right? So just listen to Jesus. All right, let's just pray. Father, we come to you right now. We thank you so much, Father, for this word that's taught here, Father. And Father, we just even if financially, Lord, if we want to see fruit in financially, Lord, we just need to learn, Jesus, what you did for us, Lord, in regards to that. If we want to be able to give, Lord, if we want to be able to be effective and minister, Lord, even financially to people, Father, we just say, Jesus, just teach me, Lord. Take me on the whole journey, though. But Father, as we said in the beginning of this teaching, Lord, we need to go for the whole process, though. We need to allow you to complete the process, Lord, that you started. Because if we just start, Lord, we're not going to see the fruit. It takes time to grow in knowledge, Lord. It takes, look, we should just be patient and say, Jesus, I'm going to go for the whole process. Father, there are things, Lord, even recently I've said of myself, Lord, that, Lord, we've begun hearing things, Lord. We got to go for the whole process, though, and say, geez, I'm gonna take this all the way. I'm going to hold your word all the way to the fruit. And so, Father, or rather, even better said, all the way, Lord, to the day of Jesus Christ, to the day you come back, Jesus. So we thank you so much, Father, for that. We are confident in you, Jesus, because we have your word, and your word cannot be broken, and you've promised us these things, Jesus, and you are not a liar. So I thank you so much for that, Lord. We have such confidence in you, Lord, and such confidence because of what Jesus has done for us. He has already given it to us, and we are already complete in him. And Father, you allow us right now, Lord, allow us to enter into this completion by teaching us. Thank you, Father, for that. In the name of Jesus, we give toward this word right now. Thank you, Father.